Homer Electric Association is partnering with Wind Energy Alaska to study whether or not low-impact hydroelectric sites will work at four locations on the Kenai Peninsula. KBBI's Casey Kelly reports.
The sites are all in the Moose Pass Seward area. Homer Electric spokesman Joe Gallagher says the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission recently approved four permits that HEA applied for. The permits allow the cooperative to study whether low-impact hydro could happen at Ptarmigan Creek, Falls Creek, Crescent Lake, and Grant Lake.
The term low-impact hydro is basically used to describe a power project that uses a stream's existing natural drop in elevation to produce the energy needed to produce electricity. So, in essence, oftentimes there is not the requirement for a dam to be built. The energy is usually produced by just diverting the water, and again, the natural drop in the elevation is enough to spin the turbines and produce the electricity.
There are two low-impact hydro sites in southeast Alaska near Skagway, which are certified by the nonprofit Low-Impact Hydro Institute. But Gallagher says these would be the first low-impact hydro sites on the Kenai Peninsula.
Each of the sites, and this is an approximation, has the potential to produce about 5 megawatts of power. So in total, if you took a look at all four of them, you're looking at the possibility of a combined production of 20 megawatts approximately. And what Homer Electric is trying to do right now is reduce our reliance on natural gas. And so hopefully our energy picture will include low-impact hydro in the not-too-distant future.
Steve Gilbert with Wind Energy Alaska says HEA will study the effects that low-impact hydro might have on the areas surrounding each of the watersheds where permits have been approved.
It's impossible for we as humans to do really anything without some impact. If we install a road, you know, there's some impact. If we install a power line, there's some impact. If we build a house, there's some impact. So our goal is to do a good job of investigating what we can do, and keep those impacts as low as possible.
Gallagher says, fortunately, each of the potential sites is near an already existing HEA transmission line.
And that is a key component of these projects, that if, in fact, they are able to produce power, we can get the power to the transmission line relatively easily, and therefore make that power available to Homer Electric.
The studies may take up to 3 years to complete, but Homer Electric is planning on meeting with interested stakeholders early next year to discuss concerns about the projects. Gallagher says HEA also recently learned that the state of Alaska would be providing funding for the studies in the form of renewable energy grants. Three of the four projects have now received a total of $100,000 in state funding. The Crescent Lake project has received an additional $80,000. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.